the Hall of Fame quarterback, Bob Greasy, joins us. He's on the Metro PCS hotline. Bob will be calling Sunday's game with Jimmy Cephalo and Joe Rose. Bob, Happy New Year. It wasn't great in Buffalo the other day, obviously, but here we are with kind of a huge one coming up, and it should be a fun day on Sunday.
You know, as bad as last Sunday was, if we win this Sunday, that goes a long way to helping everybody forget about the game last week.
No question.
And, you know, I think back, I was thinking back, I said, did we ever play this bad? Were we ever? And I go all the way back to 1970, my fourth year in the league. And I'd made a couple of Pro Bowls by that time. Coach Shula's first year was 1970. My fourth year was 1970. We made the playoffs that year. We were 10-4, and three of the losses were right in the middle of the season. Two of those losses, we were shut out. We didn't score a point. And I was the guy calling the plays, and everybody in town was hollering, "Hey, Shula, you're going to change quarterbacks. Get ready. Put somebody else in." And Coach Shula said, "No, I'm sticking with my guy. He's my guy." And we got out of it, won the last seven games in a row that season, made the playoffs, and that was the precursor of the Super Bowl years that followed.
It's funny because I think stinkers are part of the deal for almost every team, you know, even the good ones, even the great ones. Yeah. It just happens. And do you want it to happen week 16 when you've got an opportunity to control your own destiny against a subpar divisional team on the road? Obviously not, but it happens. And I think what you said at the beginning, Bob, was exactly right. It's how you answer it. And if you come out and you do your thing this week and a couple chips fall where they need to fall, everybody's over that Buffalo game in a hurry, and that's the main point.
We beat Buffalo up there 10 times in a row in the 70s, but it was never easy. It was never an easy place to play. The fans are real close. The stadium is close. It's like a bandbox. Everybody's on top of you. It's just not an easy place to play. But still, you have to go through it, and still you've got to play. And if sometimes teams play better against other teams and they play worse against other teams. And I think that's what we just went through this year with Buffalo.
Bob, coming to this game on Sunday, we have two receivers that could possibly go over 1,000 yards receiving, three receivers that could go over 70-plus catches. You imagine, like, Clay and the way he's come along after we lost Dustin Keller, Wallace and Hartline being those guys could go over 1,000 yards, losing Brandon Gibson, who I thought was Ryan Tannehill's go-to guy. You imagine that these guys would have these type of numbers, you know, and is that because of the way Ryan Tannehill's got to grasp his offense and been able to distribute the rock, or you think these guys are starting to come along and gel together as a group of receivers?
I think it's all that, and I think it's something that you didn't mention. I think it's the lack of the ability to run the football.
Yeah.
You know, we don't run it very well. We're like 26th out of 32 teams in the league and being able to run the football, and so we have to pass it. And thankfully, our second-year quarterback, who we hoped would develop into something, has. And the receivers, we got Wallace in the offseason. We hoped he would develop into something, and he has. And the Hardline is playing well. Clay, a sixth-round draft pick. A few years ago, has blossomed. When we lost Dustin Keller, the tight end that we got in a trade on waivers, I guess, or up from the Jets in the offseason, got hurt. And anyway, things have turned around well for the receivers, the quarterback, the little flip flop we went through in the middle part of the season with the offensive line. You know, we've got a kind of a makeshift line going for us. It's played well most of the time, and sometimes it hasn't.
You know, Bob, if you are the New York Jets and you're looking at this Miami Dolphins football team week 17 after a blowout loss against the Buffalo Bills, what scares you about this Miami Dolphins team? Is there anything that scare if you were the Jets that would scare you about this team?
Well, I'm sure Rex Ryan didn't even show him the film of the Buffalo game, because that's not the Dolphin team that they're going to see on Sunday. They probably showed him the first time that we were up there. What is this? This is the fifth week in December, the 29th. Around the 1st of December, and we're playing them around the last. And that game up there the Jets played, I don't think they could have played any worse, the Jets. We went up there and we beat them at the line of scrimmage. We beat them offensively. We beat them defensively. For the Dolphins' standpoint, and Coach Philbin, he's got to say, hey, listen, those guys are going to play a lot better than they have. They've won a couple of games since then. So we're going to get their best shot. And the Jets are going to get our best shot, hopefully, and we'll see what happens.
You would certainly hope so. Bob Greasy is with us on the Metro PCS Hotline. He'll be calling Sunday's game at Sun Life Stadium between the Dolphins and the Jets with Jimmy Cefalo and Joe Rose. If you were making a to-do list for the Dolphins, Bob, what's the number one item at the top of the list?
You mean in the off season?
No, I'm sorry. You know, just for Sunday, you know, whether it's an offensive thing, a defensive thing, what you just think the absolute top priority's got to be for this team to win on Sunday.
Well, I think we got to get after the quarterback. You got to get to the head of the offense, and you know, they've got a rookie quarterback, and we can't let him get off the schneid. They're the sixth best running team in the league, so we got to shut the run down and force Geno Smith, a second round draft pick out of West Virginia, who's been hurt some this year. All right, you beat us. You know, we're not going to let the running backs or the offensive line, they've got a good offensive line. You beat us, Geno. You know, you have to win this ball game without a running game. And offensively, we just got to go out and forget about last week and run the ball and throw the ball and win the game.
Sounds like a winning combination, especially the forgetting last week. You just can't let the Bills have any impact on what takes place this Sunday. Bob Greasy, always, always fun talking to you. I hope we got at least one or two more of these things the next couple of weeks, these conversations.
Yeah, you know, it looks like Cincinnati, if we get in, is that right? We're going to be going up to Cincinnati for the wild card game?
Probably Cincinnati or Indianapolis, two teams the Dolphins have already defeated this year, yeah.
Yeah, well, we've had good the last couple of times we've played Cincinnati. We've beaten them. And you're right, we beat Indianapolis this year. So, anyway, let's hope we're talking about that next week.
Exactly right. I would love nothing more, Bob, than for you and I to sit here with whoever my co-hosts are next Friday as we preview the Dolphins and the Bengals or the Colts or whoever. Happy New Year to you and your family, Bob. Thanks for the time as always, and we'll see you Sunday.
I'll talk to you next week.
Perfect.
That's what I'm talking about.
Love that. Bob Greasy on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.